what is our mood when we recite the, especially the later part of Shikshashtakam, which is very exalted. Actually, we recite that in a mood of service. It is said that any form of prayer we offer to Krishna, that pleases Krishna. But if we repeat the prayers which are offered by his great devotees, then it is not just that we are offering a structured prayer to Krishna, but by reciting that prayer, we are also reminding Krishna of that devotee. And when I repeat Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, I am not just repeating that prayer, but I also, because Prahlad Maharaj spoke those prayers, so I am reminding Krishna of Prahlad. And when Krishna, he remembers his great devotee, he becomes pleased. And then that pleasure, we also get the incidental benefit. Because we reminded Krishna of Prahlad. It's like in the past, you know, if some messenger comes along and gives a king good news, and the king gives, oh, you take this necklace. So like that, when we recite the prayers which are very exalted, even if we are not in a, if we are in a mood of service, then we are reminding Krishna of his devotees. So in this case, these prayers are recited in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So we are reminding Krishna of Radharani. And when we remind Krishna, Krishna becomes very pleased. So that way also we can attract Krishna's mercy. So largely we do it in the mood of service. And the realization will come gradually. And if we have certain conceptions, it is not that our conceptions are necessarily wrong. But we can check with some senior devotees. Okay, this is my understanding. Is this right? And if it is not right, then we avoid thinking in those directions. But if it is right, we can always develop that. And that way, if we hear scripture more and more, then also we get more substance to contemplate while we are reciting these verses. And then our absorption in Krishna can become more and more. Okay. Thank you, Mataji. Yes, you had a question? Last question. We conclude with...